All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 5th day of December 2017. Before I talk more about today's show, I do want to remind you that I'm the editor of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to that letter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com, or you can call our office in New York at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426 during normal work hours. I would also encourage you to consider subscribing to my friend Chen Lin's letter by going to chenpicks.com. Chen has done exceptionally well for his investors and for his family as an investor. We've talked about Chen in the past on this show, and we're delighted to tell you that Chen will actually be with us for a few minutes today to talk about a stock that he suggests will rival what Novo Resources did this year. But this is in the oil and gas sector. So Chen will be with me just momentarily, so you want to stick around and hear what he has to say. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also, continue sending your questions, criticisms, comments, praises along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions@taylor@gmail.com. Our sponsors for today's show, we want to thank them for making this show economically viable. They are New Range Gold Corp, Bonterra Resources, Klondike Gold Corp, RN Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. I've titled today's show, Is Gold Building a Base for Something Big? Jeff Clark visits for the first time this week, and Brian Groves of Genesis Metals will be here to talk about that company's progress in their project in Quebec. And, Michael Oliver is not here today. He's got to go to jury duty, but we do have a surprise guest, Chen Lin. As I just mentioned, will be with us. He'll be with us momentarily, just in a couple of more comments that I have to make before we get to Chen. You know, global demand for physical gold and from both the private sector and the central banks is increasing, while at the same time, production is getting more and more difficult from the mines. With those fundamentals in place, what could possibly stop 2018 from being an even better year for gold than 2017 has been? Well, Jeff Clark will opine on that as well as other related issues, and Jeff will be with me at about a half past the hour. And after our first commercial break, Brian Groves will return to update us on the progress made by Genesis Metals on the Chevrier gold exploration project in Quebec. And things are looking really quite good, despite the fact that this tax loss selling season has not been kind to his shares. Well, that could also provide an opportunity if you see value at the Chevrier project, as I do. But now, Chen Lin is with us. So let's hear what he has to say. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Dave.
You know, you told me, you sent an email out to your subscribers last week. You said that Valera Energy, Inc. Has a chance to rival the gains made by Novo Resources this year. And certainly it's been doing very, very well. I think you were recommending this stock some time ago, but just about maybe a week or two ago, you put out an urgent missive to your subscribers telling them to get on the move because this thing was going to take off. I should tell our listeners before you comment on that, Chen, that Valera Energy trades in Toronto under the symbol VLE, and you can buy it in the U.S. under the symbol PNWRF. PNWRF. I saw this morning selling at about $2.81 in Canadian money, 73.1 million shares outstanding. gives it a market cap around 205 million Canadian. Something like 80 million fully diluted shares. Well, if I've got that right, Chen, what can you tell us about this company and its prospects? Because you're very obviously very, very excited about it. Just give us the story. What's it all about?
Yeah, thank you, Jay. Glad to be here. So basically, this is a Turkish fracking play. Okay, it's a natural gas fracking. I've been investing in Turkey. You know, 10 years ago, I've invested in the Cerrador. They're trying to get natural gas in Turkey. You know, we know Turkey import natural gas from Russia. And then Turkey also pipelines through Europe. So their natural gas is much higher than United States. Recently, it was $7 MCF, right? Natural gas is very local. Now, in U.S., it's just $2, $3. Turkey right now is $7, probably going higher in the winter. And then there's a place in China, I just saw a report, is up to $40 per MCF. Okay, it's very different. It's very local. So for Turkey, if and the East European now invest other company there, if they find natural gas, they can sell all the gas they can, because they not only for domestic consumption but also help European go through the winter, right? Sometimes cold winter, Russian start up, cut off the natural gas or reduce the natural gas supply. Anyway, I've been watching that for over 10 years. I know the story for a pretty long time. They're about to drill this well. They partner with their partner, Stat Oil. The agreement was signed last year, and then they did the seismic. Everything looked good, but the fracking is until you frack it, you don't know how good it is, right? Mm-hmm. So I was anxiously waiting for the fracking results. About 2 weeks ago, I sent a letter to recommend my subscriber to buy it. It came on the 22nd. I think it's a very, at that time, because not knowing the results, I feel it's a very good risk reward, because the stock was trading at about 70 cents. If it failed, they likely go to 30 cents. But if it reward, if it's successful, the reward is many, many, many fold.
Yeah.
So this came out 22nd, and the stock went up like 20% on that day. I mean, at the end of the day, close up 15%. Could be my subscriber buying, but if you notice, there's a block trade by Walmart, 1 million share on that day. So Walmart just put up some light on that. Walmart CEO owns more than 10% of Valero, and Walmart research report actually is the best on Valero if you read all the research report. Besides my friend Malcolm Shore, I have a very good friend. His name is Malcolm Shore. He used to be a geologist in oil industry, and he knows the oil things inside out. So we have been working together on Valero for a long time. He also likes Pan-Orin, and I hope we talk a little bit at the end. But anyway, to make long story short, this news supposed result is supposed to come in February. So, and then after 5 days after I came out with newsletter in the morning, on the 27th, about 8 o'clock in the morning, the news came out. They have results. I was like, wow, why is that? I mean, it's like way ahead of what we expected. So I got on the phone with CEO Jim McFarlane and said, why do you release it? You're supposed to release in February. And I was told it was so important, it become material to the company that they have to release it. So that was the explanation. But then that, what it means is you, for investor, you have opportunity just to buy as many shares as you can, no matter how high it goes, because you need to be ahead of all the other analysts, all the other investors, you need to get in, right? So it opened at 91 cents. I remember I was buying, and in the meantime, I was writing my letter. Letter came out around noon at time. I said, you know, this is a really, really good opportunity. Everybody should get it. I see at least $3 to $5 on the stock. And actually, yesterday, it hit $3 just in 1 week. So it has been an amazing ride. But looking forward, the stock has a lot more room to go, because this is a big basin, right? About 100 square kilometers. You're looking at, they own total, rights about 30% about this area. And if you calculate using the traditional fracking parameter in North America, you are talking about trillions of cubic feet recoverable natural gas just on this. And then they also have very high condensate. You know, condensate even have a premium. It's trading a premium to oil. So all these, if successful, point to billions of dollars of valuation. Okay, I recommend that you have time to read through my friend Malkin Shore's blog, and he has a very detailed explanation on this. And right now, as you said, the market cap about 200 million Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are talking about billions of U.S. right? If successful, of course. But with the previous results, the chance of success, just jumped from maybe less than 50%. Now probably we're looking 80-90% chance of succeed, right? Of success.
All right, Chen, are they making money now? Does the company make money?
No, they are not making money. They probably will raise money next year. Mm-hmm. We think it's unlikely to raise right now because of different reasons, because they have a reserve report going to come out. So In Q1 reserve report, after that, they probably will raise money or do IPO in London or somewhere else around the world.
Mm-hmm. All right. So any drivers? I guess there'd be news, more exploration results coming out, more fracking results.
Yes, I suppose the second frac test result should come around this week, So we will get a better understanding. And then there will be more that they committed two more frac results. I expect probably all the results will come out either this month, if not early next month, and then they compile everything together to a resource report. That's a very important driver because Falcon stock quadrupled on the resource report. So that opened people's eyes, see how big this the whole resource is. That's very important. The company guiding is in Q1. So I'm hoping will be early part of Q1. That will be the ultimate big punch. And then with that report, they could raise money or they could do IPO. There's many ways to go.
All right, Chen, just with a minute and a half left here, you have made some comparisons with Pan-Orient Energy. Could you comment very briefly on that?
Another stock I really like is Pan-Orient. I've been holding that for 6-7 years. And the difference with that is it's a similar size. Okay, 100 square kilometer, and the Pan-Orient 50%, and then the other Repsol, which is one of the largest oil company in the world in Spain, based in Spain, that's 50%. It's a conventional versus unconventional, and then they're looking likely oil and gas versus gas and condensate. So they will drill next summer. So my recommendation to my subscriber was that look at what happened to Valero. Okay, it potentially can happen to Pan-Orient for the chance of succeed. Right, they have a very good indication from this year's drilling. So next year we'll see. But the difference is Pan-Orient is very tight, much tighter share structure. That doesn't need to raise any capital. So think about that. If it hit, there's no chance to chase. Well, actually, Valero, we had a chance to chase, and I told my subscriber to chase last week.
Yeah, excellent. Well, good on you. Thanks, Chen, for sharing that with us. We are out of time. We'll have to have you back sometime very soon again for an update on this one and some of the other exciting things you're looking at. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, folks, we do have to go to our first break now, but don't go away because Brian Groves is going to be with us to tell us about Genesis Metals Corp and the progress that they're making on the Chevrier project in Quebec. It is an exciting story, I think, especially at its current share price. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Brian Groves.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corp is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.